mentioned last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on rules strategically. However, there are some changes that I've got from online that are a bit, what I didn't actually realise was that the, this is for us to be back up.
Okay.
So they're all in one idea, as everybody knows. And they require that the, I'll get to that, which is point number four, and we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we can do about it. So, presentations, will you, anybody got?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Ready to go? Okay. So. I need to plug you in. Function FE.
Me again, Lars as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
So that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
If you just put that, I'll go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, sir, I have to see the other side.
Sorry.
Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product and like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then
press like 5 to 7.
The methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they don't prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. Then what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this fact also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high. But if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. And because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers, they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. It was function. I don't.
Oh, you want to go back just to see.
Then, if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents. You can see.
I was just going to say, what was the question for this? Are you coming on to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit,
so
enhance our sales.
Are
yeah, these are different age group persons. Like, sorry, I can open it in another one. Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group. From 15 to 35, and I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
also
should look.
We're looking at their buys as well.
Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So yes.
Which are 25 to 35 is usual.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and. Yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential, by me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Follow on with him?
Yep, sure. That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I thought the cable's gonna be longer. I just kept over a while.
Press the big one to get it off.
F5.
F5 and then press that again to get it off.
F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer. User interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the operator should have on the user, and I want to point out that our motto, put the fashion in electronics, so obviously we as a company want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay. Okay, and how do I press just the next button?
Just
arrow?
The left
Okay.
Left menu.
So I looked at existing designs and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, that was the basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here of some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them.
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I haven't got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. This one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go, that's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. F5. Okay, sorry. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly if there's a bit of charges about RSI and things.
And I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery.
Organic,
yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or
yeah,
an Elite 7 in big screen, anyway. So, so handheld and portable. And
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that. So,
and
maybe
also
that
the company want to keep it stuck to TV for to keep down the
function
time.
Oh, right, okay, sure. And so, the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or the chargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
So
okay.
I noticed you talked about speech recognition and whistling,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just curious to know, have we done any research into how many people can whistle? Is that a function or not in the right way?
Do
you have trouble whistling?
To.
I don't, but I know a lot of people do that.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whistle too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. You could have instead of a whistle, if it's got the voice recognition, you could have it just, where are you?
Yeah.
It's costly though. Much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, and then would the response be a beep stack at you or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me set this up. So plug it in, press F5. Function F5?
Function F8 for the
Function F8.
I need to hold on to the button.
I think it's just locking it. It's got
Okay.
As the industrial designer, my job is to take in input from you guys.
So it's good you went first.
And jot down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, is this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose a remote. You can leave a microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, feedback, and say, oh, here I am.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it back at you.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a. That would be a consideration to take into account, I guess.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail you.
Yeah, well, that's the way they're down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy and not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of great products we've made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that what that is?
Or high-speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with
well, that's true. If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with remote control.
Yeah. So, I figured, just put them all together. Get a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, for the cowboy and all of us. Just, I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well, I like that design.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, you could have a, you know.
Because that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operating.
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, 50 million euros. We've got a.
Profit.
So we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically then, you need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which would probably just be your regular batteries.
Okay.
Would
it be possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that
a little base station or something?
Yeah, we could do that too. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but
yeah.
It's more, just as cheaper.
Right.
I mean, if you think about these base stations, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it. So,
the user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons, but since we're a cutting-edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, listening recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing you don't have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that, and suppose we all know how it works because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing our own controls if we didn't know how it works. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings so when you turn it on it's not blasting.
That's a good idea actually, I like the
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if we add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. To disinclude teletext because it's become outdated, everybody uses the same name anyway. Oracle would have to say with that, but never. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television.
Okay.
And instead of colors and sort of color options, they want corporate color and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate color?
Yellow. I presume everything, all the sort of you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow, and the logo, the sort of slogan we put for fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate. I mean, I guess if you go for some globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. Now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we'll pretty much take that one as read. We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons in
there. Yeah.
So
well,
to strike a balance between a few. But it looks like we're just cutting on the
on the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Okay.
But they don't want to fix something.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe it'll sound about that. About what people, other people would require teletext, and the teletext option that they're looking at. So, I take it your position, Arnold, is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chat and being sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Rav, sorry, Raj, some people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop down menus or whatever, I think maybe that's quite a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, where you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have
Yes.
So it sort of keeps it simple.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material,
okay.
I was thinking.
So,
so I guess that would be cheaper
than that. May I say something about this?
Yeah.
If anything, it's really, really very important point, is if we look at the market. Because people, 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. In the room. But
often lost.
Yeah,
lost.
Lost. And means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something. And it glows in the dark. Both these factors, both these points will help them to locate these where they have kept this remote control. And this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, I take it. I've no products.
There's no one
that
most well. I came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels and just say, BBC One goes for that channel.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem. And they mentioned, you know, if the television set is 0 and 2, the BBC One.
Yeah. I've heard for BBC Two on BBC One, I'll switch the channel for you kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching TV and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off. Turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or something that will activate your remote control start speech.
So like a kind of backwards remote.
Right. And then you do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, and transmit it there, it sends back to your remote, because you can't expect that the television manufacturers to put that feature into it.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah. Yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker.
That comes with our remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by
the
television.
So basic RF kind of frequencies, so it would be cheap.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote, trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change the channel or to turn the TV on or off. You just shout your command to it, and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is, and you still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV, though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
we're doing that of a job.
We're ahead of
the
curve.
Okay. I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well because of that.
Expense
and time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. We'll just pretend that's not a problem. and how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important. So maybe just like little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different
contrast.
Yeah, the material is cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it.
If it's sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow. If it's down onto the couch cushions, it's easy to find light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah, because what I thought maybe.
If we're gonna have a logo on as well, a bright yellow logo, you know, or slogan, then you know they're gonna be fairly bright and coloured anyway, and you can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark, you know, just as a gimmick.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the American drawing.
Alright, so
that was more of a
if we're gonna go with the idea of feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuff settling around, you think? Makes it feel necessary.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Okay, so scratch that. So we've got, we want to go with the TFT idea.
Is that we're getting on the features now? I think.
Well, I mean, I think the sort of finer things, I mean, it's, I could probably write the circuit diagram for that as
well. Well, I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot and they get thrown around. There's a good chance that the TFT screen will break.
Yeah.
Get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that they
need to change? No, I mean, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You're finding out about teletext. We did find that.
Speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of an expensive. No?
Oh no, it's much cheaper than the TFT. It's just a microphone
right, okay.
And some integrated circuits.
Is it
and
it'd
be a small
cost.
Like a speech recognition system.
Alright,
like
okay. Well that kind of takes back the RF the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Folks. It's folks. Who wants TFT?
No one does.
Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down and I've fallen in my head? Programmability.
Glowing dark?
It's not too expensive. I think it's good to get it.
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize that.
Sure.
And I'll put in, I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so.
And where is it, sorry?
Project documents on.
So it should be when you save.
AMI scenario controller.
On your desk. So go save as.
Oh.
Is it in share document?
Hit that little folder up thing.
Project documents. Yeah, it's on your desktop as well.
Desktop. Project document.
Okay. Cool. Hmm. It doesn't
And I'm sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them now, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting turned up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did.
Well, I thought as well about the material of this, maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubbery material, it's a bit more bouncy, like we said, they get chopped around a lot, a bit more durable, and that could also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all the remote controls, the rubber.
More of sort of flesh-like than plastic, sort of.
But we have to take care, like, but we have to take care about children also. If they is, if children catch hold of you, or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
And to safety point of view also, we have to take care.
I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't be as, we won't just have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
It smells good for children.
Maybe you have to take it out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, fun ball. There's no buttons at all, it's always on, and you just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's gonna have to, it's gonna be a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah,
right.
With the colour, does it have to be all yellow?
Please God no. Well, I mean my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having a
small
logo.
With the like small yellow strip or yellow scale with a logo in it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting the, what is it, we put fashion into, can't believe I forgot it wrong, we put fashion in electronics.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I bet that'll catch on now. Okay, any last words, please?
Nothing.
Okay. So, I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, then, lunchtime. Okay, that felt like more like something with partner and some reason to it than the last one. It's quite a fun accident.
Wow. Is anybody
pressed
okay in front of
it? Yeah. Wow, you've finally trusted me.
Yeah,
I was just like,
I think
you've been.
I think he's in a